Yay!
There we go.
Yay! Yippee! Woohoo! Guys, I've missed you.
Did you?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wow. Welcome, everyone. Joining us today for the Funky Anime Podcast in the podcast cage. As always, we have Chuck, currently running on the hamster wheel.
I hate this. Why would I do this?
It's your daily exercise, dude.
I hate this.
You could join Pino, who's dancing to the mini-hams.
Heck yeah, dude. Left, right, left, right.
I would much rather do that.
Left, right. No, there's only one dance mat. Left, right, right, left, up, right.
And then there's me, hogging the water dropper.
He's drowning.
He's gonna choke and die. He's gonna die.
It's too big. Guys, today we watched the Hamtaro movie. And
which one?
It eliminated our brain cells.
No, which one?
The first one.
There's many.
This is the first one. Adventures.
What's the name
in
of it?
Ham Ham Land.
There you go.
Adventures and, in Ham Ham Land. You're joking. Yeah.
No, it's real. I think.
Impossible. Well, how could
we watched
real?
It with the patrons, so it had
right,
to have been
fine.
Real.
Oh yeah. That's right. Thank you for joining us. Watching that, we the fever dream of a movie.
You're not welcome.
Very
I didn't show up.
Tragic.
Imagine not showing up.
No.
Maybe not show up.
Might have been a blessing in disguise because that movie was something. I don't know. I laughed so hard that I cried. So
dude, my brain hurted watching the movie.
And speaking of the patrons, I want to thank our top supporters. I want to thank Chimera. I want to thank Cosmos. I want to thank Cream Puff. And we're out of C names, sorry. Greta and Mega Lazy Dude. Y'all are awesome.
Thank you.
And everyone else, you're great too.
It's also awesome.
Love y'all. But yeah, we watched Hamtaro. This was certainly a movie. This might be a record for the shortest episode of the podcast.
We haven't even finished the episode. Well, thank you for
watching.
Not if I
have anything to say about it.
Oh, no, dude. That's my job. It's not how that works.
But yeah. How are y'all today?
I'm tired.
Well, I was going to say I'm hungry, but I'm not.
I'm gay, but I'm stupid.
Get some sunflower seeds, dude.
Dude, I do love sunflower seeds.
How do you eat? Do you just I don't understand the theory of sunflower
eat
seeds.
Eat them whole.
Just like eat the whole thing?
No, so you crack it open with your teeth, you suck down the juicy middle part and you spit out the shell.
It's like a pistachio. You ever hit a pistachio?
Yes. It's a pistachio, but you don't have
never
to
had a
break it open with your hands.
Never.
Pistachios are kind of mid.
What?
I've never been a fan. I'm not a fan of most fucking nuts.
Okay, you are...
You have a nut button. How are you not a fan of nuts?
No, I'm a fan of that kind of nut. I'm a fan of that very particular type of nut, Pino.
Oh. But you're two nut Chuck.
I know. I only have two nuts that I enjoy.
Okay, well. You know what? You're all right.
Fair.
That's true. That's true.
Now that we got the nuts out of the way...
It's true. I mean, you can never get my nuts out of the way.
I
slapping around.
Why am I here?
Like two basketballs.
Just to suffer.
We watched Hamtaro.
We did watch Hamtaro. That is a thing that did happen.
So, this was just the first movie. The original anime series ran all the way from summer 2000... to spring 2006.
Wow, really?
Nearly 300 episodes.
You're pulling based.
You're pulling my wiener, dude. That's not no. real.
God,
only
I wish
about
I was.
100 made it to got an English dub, and this movie actually did not receive an official English dub.
No way, dude. Impossible. That's weird. Because I did. Do the other movies get an English dub?
I think
yes.
so.
What?
Just not this one.
I mean, this movie also got dubbed in Chinese, Cantonese, Italian, Arabic, Thai, Finnish, and Korean.
Yeah, it came everywhere except the U.S., wow. Which, I mean, we got plenty more Amtaro, so it's fine.
All right, well, I'll forgive him this time.
And hey, we got to watch it eventually.
Yeah.
And this movie actually came out December 2001, so 2001. The year after the anime series started. So I don't really know how exactly did Hamtaro begin. That I'm not.
Hamsters were popular.
Is that it?
Really?
Basically.
I think it was an original anime series.
Oh yeah, it was. There was a manga.
Oh yeah, fuck! Well, I got a manga to read, dude.
Well, did the manga come out before or after?
Manga came out 1997. So wow. This is just a children's manga. I mean, it makes sense.
But he looked like a funny little guy.
He did look like a funny little guy.
Why would you ever
guy?
Get mad at a funny little guy?
Yeah, look at him.
Actually, I'm guys, angry. I'm furious guys, at this
in,
little guy.
Guys, in your mind's eye, think of just like a hamster. That's what he looked like.
Yeah. Hamster.
A hamster, dude.
Yeah, just look it up. Just look up the image.
Just look it up, forehead.
Just look up Hamtaro, forehead. Come on. He's a hamster.
Hey. Did you know my
what,
nickname?
Forehead?
What?
Forehead?
Ah!
Five.
No, you're fifth place.
That's even worse.
Yeah?
Could I be forehead?
No.
I'm going to Hamlet.
Three head. No!
And I'm not coming back after 8:30.
No, it's 8:06, Pino!
Why is it always 8:06, dude? What?
It's because Hamtaro's birthday... Is August 6th.
Well,
that's why.
All of that is because 8:06 in Japanese sounds like ha-mu, which is hamu.
The only 8:06 I like is the Toyota 8:06. This is not an ad. Just happen to like that car.
Because not
I know we're not getting paid by Toyota.
Shout out to Toyota. Your airbags
no.
need work. wait.
Do you want to be sponsored or not? Make up your mind.
Not yet. Not until they pay us. we're going to say differing opinions until they give us an answer.
Exactly. It's a marketing strategy I learned in anyways.
So while we totally weren't stalling, I found out that it did start out as a manga. Ritsuko Kawai. And I don't see anything else that they ever did. I think they only did Hamtaro.
Yeah,
which,
good.
If that got you enough money to live off of, fuck it. That's fine.
I mean, it's insanely popular.
It's also very cute.
I'm assuming.
I think so. Well, I mean, the anime ran for 300 episodes, so I'm going to say that it was popular.
It's probably like a
phenomenon. I mean, hamsters.
Fucking hamster.
Well, because, like, there were multiple hamster series, and, Japan, they were cool in Japan back around the turn of the century, because Hamtaro became based, and they liked Hamtaros.
So did the dirty hamster, I guess that came out later. Yeah, it did. I don't remember what it's called. The patrons were like, is that what we're watching? We're like, no.
And there are also a bunch of hamster games that came out around the year 2000, like hamster raising simulators and shit.
Oh, I thought you just meant like Hamtaro games. I'm like, I believe that. Just
well, also Hamtaro games, yes, but like there were like a lot of like sim games, you know?
That makes
sense.
Like Tamagotchis? Yeah.
Kind of. Like Hamster Paradise 2.
What?
Bruh. It was so good that there's a sequel.
Ooh. What happened to the first Hamster Paradise?
It also came out. Hamster Paradise 2
is
so good.
It's true, though.
It
is obsolete. Yeah. Do you want to buy Hamster Paradise 2 for $7?
No, maybe. Not really.
Guys, patrons, if you tell us you want us
if you're to just buy craving the
Hamster
ham.
Paradise 2, send us a message and say, I want my next Patreon payment to go into buying Hamster Paradise 2 for the Game Boy Color. I will do it and I'll play it on stream.
Wow.
That's an official Chuck promise.
Registered trademark.
Registered trademark. Patent pending.
So, this is animated by Studio TMS.
It was animated.
Hamster.
It was animated. All right.
And Studio TMS, they've actually been around quite a while. They're still putting out stuff today. They actually did Dr. Stone and the new Fruits
Fuck
Basket.
Yeah.
And
fuck yeah.
Megalobox. I've never seen that.
Hella based.
And the Detective Conan movies, along with
all
of Hamtaro.
You mean,
yeah.
Or Cased Closed if you're a fucking US weirdo.
Huh.
So
could be me.
They've been around the block, which
they've been,
is
they've
odd.
Been blocking.
And they made a bunch of weird movies starting out, but you know they came out on top, so everything works.
Didn't
out.
We all back when we were starting out?
Yeah,
I mean, some would say. Never mind.
What?
So. Yeah, I mentioned this once before, but this was never officially released in English, and we watched it legally, and shout-outs.
It was never subbed either.
I just want to shout-out
We just learned
subtitles.
Japanese, it's okay.
The fucking subtitles that we watched, it was done by Paradise Ham Subs, and fucking bless their souls, there were some parts that they just gave up, and we lost our shit.
It was just surreal.
Because, I mean, yeah, fair. There's a certain point where I don't know how you would even keep up. And, like, the part where there was the Chinese class.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
It reminded me of all the funny, like, sub-memes. Where it's like, Kekkaku means plan, all according to
Kekkaku. Does mean plan, like, all according to
It
Kekkaku.
Made me think of that, but I think this one was way funnier, though. Just because he literally gave up halfway watching the movie and translating. He's just like, I'm not translating this.
Yeah, there's like one song where they're like, I can't fucking understand them. And then there was one where they were like, this is the way, there was one translator's note that was a legitimate translation. So
yeah,
credit where
the rest
credit's
were like, I'm tired.
But hey, we get it. Translation is hard, so props to you, though.
Shout out to Paradise Ham Subs.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to him.
I think
wait a second.
Oh, what's up?
One second. I want to see if they're still around.
I don't think so. I tried looking it up.
They're all the web pages up. Oh my god. Oh my god. When was this last updated? 2010.
Oh, this is glorious.
Revamped version available. Wait a second.
Oh.
Did we not watch the revamped version of Hamtaro Subs?
We're going to have to rewatch it, dude.
There's no way. Oh, there is. It's complete. Wait, I need. The text is a lot smaller, not destroying my body watching it.
I guess it's time to put that on the filler list.
Yeah, I need to see if the school seat is correct. Still.
Wow, we're gonna have to re-review this.
No, I feel like we had the authentic experience the first time. Let me see if the trans. Yeah. Nope, the Chinese dude is fully translated.
Holy shit.
Oh my god. We watched the shit version.
It's fine.
That's good.
We got a great entertainment experience out
we,
of it.
Oh, it was. I feel like I enjoyed it much more with the shitty sub than without. It was an experience. So, yes, if you want to watch the thing actually, you could go to hamhamparadise.com to get like the actual good version. You could even download it, or you could watch the shit version on legally distinct website.
You'll have a good time either way, I bet.
Truly, I don't think there's a bad way to have it.
Paradise Ham Subs, if you're still around, if someone is just craving the Hamtaro content and came to this episode of the podcast, please email us.
Please email us. Truly.
FunkyAnimePodcast@gmail.com. Please.
Please.
Shout out to all the Hamtaro fans, really.
Guys, shout out to Mimichi, the owner of Ham Ham Paradise. Love that for you.
Shit.
Yeah. We
they like Durarara. Basie.
Oh yeah, that's true. They like Hamtaro, Naruto, Green Day, My Chemical Romance, let's go, dude. Panic at the Disco.
Oh, this is a time capsule. Oh, this is for the memories, dude.
Oh man, current fandoms, MCU, Sherlock, BBC, Loki, and Tom Hiddleston. Oh hey, my god.
This guy's based.
I love this. I love this girl. She's great. That's so... What's your weirdest dream? And are there the questions? This is so good. Oh my god. Guys, I might... Simply, like, we could just do, like, a video of us going through this website, because this is phenomenal.
It's pretty
I can't
great.
Look at this anymore, because...
It makes me too so happy. Good. It's too distracting.
Right? It's yeah, I had to close it.
There's two words I don't understand. You said, it makes me so happy, I'm disgusted. Wait, what?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Both are correct.
Oh. Both are correct. I'm looking at the website, and I'm just, this is a lot of effort.
I'm delighted. It's such a good energy that you don't see anymore in any website. So it just made me laugh really hard.
Oh, that was great.
Okay, guys, Hamtaro's fucking boring compared to what we just saw.
Yeah.
So I guess speaking of, we've all kind of dabbled in the Hamtaro verse. Here and there. I remember watching it briefly as a kid, and I had one of the games. Chuck, you said you had one of the Game Boy Advance games, too.
I don't think I owned it. I think a friend had it.
That's what they all say.
And then I had also, like, watched it at a certain point, but I don't think it was, like, you know, it was never, like, a mainstay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew Hamtaro. I knew that little boy very well.
Yeah.
Hamtaro boy? I think Hamtaro's a boy, right?
Yeah.
Hamtaro wouldn't have been progressive enough to have a female hamster love a female girl.
That would be a pretty good AU. I want to see
you, Hamtaro,
the gender bent Hamtaro. What the fuck's it called?
What are you talking about?
Band comic.
Yeah, sure. I can't. The word's not coming to me. Anyway, what about you, Pyro?
I can tell.
Oh, I just remember that it was on Toonamio, and I would never watch it. I think maybe I would tune in for a little bit, but I was like, this isn't what Toonami's about.
This ain't it, Chief.
This ain't it, Chief. Yeah. So that's the little bit of Hamtaro I know.
We all just had a little dose, just enough to give us a shock. So, presentation, it's got that digital early 2000s stank on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, it's great. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And this one we got 3D as well.
Ooh. Oh my god. I was so happy when we got to see the 3D.
I love the PlayStation 1.
It was awful. That was like Sega Saturn. Oh. Like that was like awful, dude. It was so funny.
I absolutely didn't see it coming at all.
Oh, me neither.
And it fucking slapped me, bam, right out of left field. And that is the part where I laughed so hard that I cried, especially because we just came from like Love Live Sunshine a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
It just fucking made me laugh so hard.
Oh my god, yeah.
Apparently this is a comedy, so, I mean, it made me laugh.
I mean, yeah. So. Yeah. I just, it was just so strange, like, It was just, I didn't expect all the 3D.
It's an experience. I don't.
It was
great. I have no other way to describe this.
Yeah, you have to watch it with other people. Like, truly, they're like, I know you guys had, I assume had a good time watching it.
Oh yeah.
And the patrons, I was glad to watch it with Joan. It was very funny. It made me laugh super hard, and it was fantastic.
This is something else, that's for sure.
Oh, truly.
Music, there was maybe like two good songs and a lot of garbage.
No, the songs were kind of bumping. Low key. Okay,
like two of them were good. The, what was there fucking like, what was the DJ Ham? DJ Ham's song was good.
Yeah, his name is DJ Ham.
Like some of the Mini Ham songs were good.
Yeah.
None of the Hamtaro songs were good.
What do you mean? When Hamtaro's song about...
No, it was horrible.
Liking sunflower seeds?
No.
Man, you...
Could not be me, sir.
You guys don't know class, I guess.
It's because we know ass, that. And that was booty, dude. Got him. Next.
Cry.
Cry, little hamster baby.
Yeah, cry about it. Go in your UFO spinning wheel and come back before 8:06.
Okay.
There he goes.
Background music. There was some.
There was some of it for sure.
Don't also really remember any of it.
It was stanky. That's all I know. It's got that old stink.
We love the old stink.
Absolutely.
Dude. Delicious.
The main song by Mini Moni was Mini Hamus no Ai no Uta. I don't know what that means.
You almost said La Puta.
La Puta. Also, shout out to the Mini Hams.
Yeah.
Based on an actual real life idol group.
No, yeah. Wait, no shot, really?
Yeah, yes. they were called Mini Money. That's who sung it.
Oh, that's adorable. Yeah, I have a newfound respect for that.
Yeah, it was a subunit from Morning Musume.
Damn.
That's cool.
The deep lore. Yeah.
The deep lore.
The deep Hamtaro. Oh, man. We're going to have to summarize the plot, huh?
Oh, absolutely,
what
plot? Dude.
What plot?
Right? This is going to be a quick one. So, Hamtaro was mad because it was Laura, his owner's birthday, and stupid hamster didn't get invited to stupid human party.
So, wow, that is so... They're not progressive enough.
So true, bestie.
So, he gets mad and digs a hole.
Dig a hole.
And then all the other hamsters were like, ooh, dig a hole? Dig a hole.
Dang. And I just thought like they were going to go Gurren Lagann on this. I was like, they're going to find a head. They're going to
pierce the heavens. They're going to pierce the heavens.
Absolutely.
They did, dude.
Hamtaro's going to die.
Whenever
8:06 hit, I thought he was going to be skewered.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That would have been funny. I would have laughed.
I would have gone
ham kebab. Anyway. Deep fried. Anyway, so... There was also a point where one of the female hamsters was going on about a magic sunflower that lets creatures talk to humans just once in a magical ham land. And while Hamtaro keeps digging along with the boss, I think his name's Oxnard.
I thought his name was
they
boss.
Keep digging and they find the head from Gurren Lagann and they pierce the heavens.
From Guggen Lugin.
Guggen Lugin, dude.
At that point, I thought, I remember you and I specifically saying, this is a gas leak. There's no way that there is a...
This is the gas leak season of Hamtaro.
Like, gas has been put into this hole, and they're all just on the verge of just losing it. But no, they went to Ham Land after seeing that door, huh?
They opened it, and then they went on a wheel, and... We got a title drop, a song, and absolute chaos.
Yeah.
That's when we were first introduced to the Mini Hams.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're like, oh yeah, you have to leave at 8:06, which once again, 8 is ha and 6 is mu. And so Hamu.
Hamu.
That's why his birthday is
Hamugus.
Whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Hamugus.
Hamungus. Anyway.
So humongous.
Hamtaro's still mad at the human, and everyone, all the other hamsters are like, why don't you just have fun? And he's like, I wanna have fun.
Like, how about
fun, idiot.
Just runs away.
And he keeps running away, but eventually he goes to school in the Ham Ham Land and graduates.
Well, yeah. Well, because
in a day,
the seed wouldn't be the seed. Oh, is my shit busted?
Hello? I can hear you.
You're good.
Okay, I'm just losing my mind. No, but what happened was they were trying to find the seed, and yeah, the evil guy's like, "I've well, yes, but the thing was is that it's where the least you would least expect it, and it was the school, right? You wouldn't expect it to be in the school.
I guess not.
Exactly. Checkmate. Also, learning is good. We got to put it in there.
And then they graduated though. In
then
one
they
day.
Graduated. Yeah, they learned good and they graduated.
Yeah, and Hamtaro learned so good, in fact, that he was Hamivictorian.
He was yeah.
And he got the magic seed. And he takes one bite and it disappears. And they're like, fuck you. And leave him there. Not really. He just didn't want to go home. And then
everybody betray me.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a fairy hamster that turns into a human. There's a cat hamster thing that turns into a dragon.
Wait a second now. They have names. Her name was Tinkle or Big Sister Ham or Fairy Ham.
Big Sister
Ham. The other guy was named Devil Ham. So that's pretty clear. We also had Red Ninja Ham, Blue Ninja Ham, Yellow Ninja Ham, and Gray Ninja Ham.
Yeah, they definitely contributed.
They were there. What are you talking about? what are you talking about, Willis?
Ham.
Ham. Yeah. We don't have official names for them, so that's what they are assumed to be called.
One ham, two ham, blue ham,
three ham,
blue ham,
shish kebab.
Was Broski in this movie?
Broski, where?
No, I don't think he was. Damn, he's a surfer dude.
Another time.
Oh my, yeah, he
please
was in,
tell
he
me
was
he
in
talks
ham-
like a stereotypical Californian. Please,
I think so.
Oh,
what were you gonna say? Please. He was in Hamlet.
He was in He was in the anime series. He was also in Hamtaro Ham Ham Heartbreak, the video game.
Ham Ham Heartbreak. Oh my god!
And he was in the second volume of
The Simpsons.
Of the Takuban Hamtaro series. Hmm. Yeah, it's lore. Hamtaro Ham lore.
Wrap up this plot real quick. So
what plot?
They're like, oh, you go home. And then they send him back home before he dies, I guess. And he screams, and the human hears him, and that's it.
Yippee!
That's the end.
Yeah.
You think we went really fast because we didn't like the movie. No, the movie was at breakneck speeds. Just wanted to clarify that.
It was only 50 minutes long, and it was fucking breakneck pace the whole time.
Yeah, there's only so much you can fit into 50 minutes, my man.
I mean, the Jimmy Timmy Power Hour did great. What do you mean?
but Jimmy Timmy Power Hour was based.
Yeah, so you got me there, bud.
Yeah, that's what I thought, idiot.
This was just Bobo Hamsters.
This was Hamtaro.
I don't know about that one, Chief.
It wasn't quite that level, but it's about the closest thing.
Nah, it's like Kenmo Friends, dude.
La 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 la.
I don't hear anybody disagreeing, so I must be correct.
I don't know if that's also true.
I don't know, dude. They're built the same, dude.
No, they only have one set of ears on the hamsters. Kimono That's friends true. Obviously have two
Kimono
sets.
Friends Kimono have hams. Much better hearing because they have multiple ears.
Yeah, but Kimono Friends doesn't have the funny side profiles of the hamsters that make me giggle. Oh,
those are so cute.
I love it.
Was there ever a hamster in Kimono Friends?
No.
They would have been eaten by like all the other cat animals in the forest, in the safari.
So true, bestie.
So true. But the ocelot, dude. It's over.
Dude. I've he flips guns around.
Dude, he's a revolver.
I lose my mind every time I think about that scene.
Dude, it's so good. Dead guy now Garb knows too.
The cat didn't show up in this. I think there's a cat in the main anime.
Yeah.
I cannot remember.
He's an antagonist. But yeah, he didn't show up. We should maybe talk about the characters who were there, though.
Absolutely.
What characters?
We got Amtaro.
More like Slamtaro.
More like Simptaro. Got him.
Got him!
Because he was upset that he didn't have the love and attention of Lara.
What a bitch.
I mean, I'm also upset.
Why?
I'm not upset.
Oh, what? Are you upset? Are you upset?
I'm not upset.
Who else was there? There was
Hamtaro.
There was the
boss. Well, here I got you. So we had Hamtaro, Bijo.
Yeah, the boss. Or no,
boss was there. Yeah, boss.
Bijo.
Boss
Bijo?
Was the guy was with the hard hat. Bijo was the little tiny girl one with the pigtails.
Oh, the one that was telling the story at the start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was Howdy, which was the one with the apron. Maxwell, the nerd.
There's Chibimaru, who has the thing.
The little, he looks like a
Rajimaru!
Like a
Orochimaru!
Like a Pac-Man ghost.
Waka yeah. Waka. Yeah, and then obviously there's the idol group. There was Grandfather Study Ham, DJ Ham, there's Police Ham.
Dork Ham with glasses.
Cook ham, sushi hams. Yeah, there's a lot.
You know what? The what was his name?
The nerve of this guy.
The snoozer, the sleepy guy. That guy was the best part of the movie. He's just sleeping all the time, dude.
I'm sleeping. Yeah, snoozer.
Yeah, snoozer.
Snoozer.
I love seeing him on screen because he knew exactly what I was feeling, dude.
We took an exceptionally long, which Hamtaro hamster are you, and I got snoozer.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Dude,
I would probably also get snoozer, knowing me.
Dude, you guys are nerds. I got the glasses guy.
Oh, you got the nerd? You got the nerd?
Yeah.
You fucking nerd.
Wow, dude.
Fucking nerd, loser, L.
Wow, okay.
H.
Making fun of intellect. I see how it is, dude. Why don't you just stay asleep, dude?
Okay.
Now to steal his 1% of the company. That is my big brain tactic.
I'd be so sad, and I'd shit my pants.
Maybe. Never mind.
What?
Nothing.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
I didn't say anything.
You're a liar.
I'm not. I ain't calling me a truther.
We also had the mini hams, of course.
Ah, the mini hams.
I only remember America. Let's see. There's Gu and Ain and Nono.
So fun.
But obviously, America's the best one. Yeah, good. USA. Good. Good is a hat.
USA.
USA.
Yeah, sir.
That's it.
There's yeah.
There's no other part.
There's the human. Human we only
Laura.
Briefly saw.
Yeah. She was there also. Did you know that she was there?
Yeah. That's about it, though.
There's, yeah.
Not a long cat. Not a long anything on this one. Today.
Nothing long.
They're no all pretty long. Small. Pretty short.
Well, pretty little shitty babies.
Shitty
you could probably eat them in one bite.
What'd you call me?
They're just the size of one single nugget.
Mmm, chicken. Mmm,
hamster nugget.
Mmm, nugget. What?
What?
Chocolate.
Hamster.
What was chocolate?
The hamsters.
The chocolate-covered almond. I think it was... No, it was... Was
he gave almond? Him a chocolate thing at the end, right?
And he didn't take it. He's like, no!
Yeah.
I don't want that.
And then he's like, well, no, wait, give it back. He's a funny ham, dude.
He's a ham slammer.
Dude, those were epic characters. I love this show.
yeah, Fido?
Yeah.
Do you love this show so much? Is this your favorite hell show you've yeah, ever
dude.
Seen?
Slice of ham, dude. Let's go.
Dude, I love eating ham.
Dude, ham is pretty good.
Guys, you know what else is pretty good?
I don't know,
What's
dude?
That?
Welcome to the 130th edition of Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant put forth their choice for Best Girl of the episode and duke it out for title of Best Girl today. Contestants, once again, Pino Garb, myself, and I guess the Patreon, I think they said stuff. Who are you each advocating for?
I pick Marka.
Dude, I pick the cool translator.
I pick DJ Ham also, but I could probably give you an actual name to the translator.
Sure, thank you.
Let me do some research.
You can just say ham subs.
Here, well, I'll go ahead while you research.
It was Andre.
Thank you, Andre.
Oh my god, it was Andre.
It was Andre from Game Explained.
Oh, no.
Great return. No.
That lore runs deep, no, but yes, it was Andre.
This is the deeper lore, Andre. This is truly based Andre.
Mm-hmm.
But sorry, Andre, America's way cooler because she has a bandana. That's the fucking USA flag.
Wait, who said what the patrons picked?
Oh, they picked Andre as well.
Okay. Andre from Game Explained. What's up?
Just gonna hang on to that, aren't you?
It just makes me laugh. Guys, Ham Paradise has their own Discord.
Yo.
Sorry,
We're gonna.
Yo, they're gonna
we
kill
have to
us.
Write it. They're gonna be like, oh, what? This is a dead server. And three fucking idiots walk in.
I mean, what do you expect?
Well, we may have to do that. Anyway, shout outs to Ham Paradise.
Shout out to Andre from Game Explained.
We love you guys.
And Andre from Hamtaro.
I'm going to say my best grill now.
Okay, sure.
Because I really want to talk about America. Because she's just so sweet. And I couldn't have predicted this better. And I'm so glad.
To open up the glass ceiling. Not the glass ceiling, the glass door.
What?
Sorry, gamers go through the glass ceiling. We open the doors. Before we watched the episode with the patrons, Garb loves to start it off with a little bit of a drawing. So happened to draw a hamster, an American hamster, and you know what? It just wasn't American enough, like he said. And bandana.
I got what
came
I
on.
Wished for.
Yeah, and we got a gun too. So I mean, you can say it was a coincidence. You could say it was another Fab Seance moment. I'm not gonna say anything.
Well, that makes you a bad podcaster.
Yeah. Dead air.
Anyway, America likes to play in toilet paper.
Oh.
According to the wiki.
Dude,
according to the wiki.
I hope there's an official source for that somewhere, because that makes me laugh. And a bit of trivia about America's real life inspiration. So the voice actor Mika Todd is Japanese, but was born in Hawaii and is a U.S. citizen and speaks fluent English. Oh. So they're like, you know what? We're going to make you the most patriotic fucking hamster there ever was.
USA.
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 That's awesome.
So, yeah. That's why America's the best. America number one.
You know,
China number one.
Patriotism is okay, I guess, but you know, when crossing borders, you're gonna need a translator. You're gonna need somebody who knows their stuff. And if they don't, then at least they be honest about not knowing, and that's where Andre comes in. I've not laughed hard at subs in a while, dude. It's hard to find funny subs based on the material, let alone when you ad lib. I thought the subs carried the entire movie, like, on God, dude.
We did laugh pretty fucking hard.
Yeah. It was so good. I think we did a couple, like, cutbacks. We're like, wait, did we read that right? We just had to go
I
back.
Did definitely pause it a couple times just to make sure I read it correctly.
It was so good. It amplified the viewing experience. But that's why they're
gonna
great.
Have to watch it again though with the proper subs.
It's true. Then we
someday.
Then Andre can be thanked even more. So that's good. Unless Andre didn't, you know, translate this one then.
I think he did.
Yippee! They probably used that as
a base. From what the Ham Ham Paradise website tells me.
Awesome.
I think he was the main translator.
Awesome. Super excited.
They hired a Chinese translator.
They did not. They hired a Spanish translator. He's from Spain.
Oh, cool.
That's not a joke. That's real. I read his bio.
No, I can
website.
Tell you were telling the truth. Yeah. I was looking at
the
your
main
eyes.
Person, like, it speaks English and French, so I gotta, you know.
I've never spoken any words.
That's a lie.
What?
You just spoke three.
No, you don't know that.
No, he spoke multiple words. He's never spoken a single word.
Guys, did you know that DJ Ham is a hamster?
Yeah. What about it?
He's pretty based. He's voiced by a rapper named Banana Ice.
Wow.
wait, you made that up.
No, that's real.
You're lying to
Banana
me.
Ice.
That's real. We're a factual podcast, Chuck.
His name was Banana Ice. It's great. I'm trying to see if I can find anything. He's on the first thing you will see when you look up Banana Ice is the Transformers wiki.
Oh.
He sung War Stop It for Transformers Beast Wars.
Is that the cartoon one?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Not Michael Bay.
Not Michael Bay. They should have brought him back, though.
Yeah.
That's what was missing from it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, it kind of slaps, though. I'm listening it to a little bit.
Are you grooving?
DJ Ham can throw down.
Dude,
he can't. That was the first part where it's not that we laughed. We shut the fuck up and we're like, damn. All right, go hard.
Yeah. He was vibing.
DJ Ham, go hard.
Go hard, Hamtaro.
One of his albums, I think, was named Rap Rapper Rapist. That is incredibly funny. I love that more than, like, life itself. That is hilarious.
Who knew we would get so much entertainment out of fucking Hamtaro?
Ooh, this is funky.
I mean, the everyone should have known that.
I guess so.
I didn't. I still don't believe you.
I don't believe that any of this is real. Still,
we haven't.
That's true. We are living. We are living in a fever dream.
We have not recorded. We're just talking to the wall.
From the window.
To the wall. To the hand slide down the slide.
What?
Now I'm gonna cry.
Ah, skeet skeet.
Askitsuki.
Hamtaro is great. DJ Ham, great.
Sorry, I was reading the Japanese Wikipedia article for Banana Ice, and I forgot we were recording.
That's...
Huh.
He's great, though. I love him. I love his shitty little mustache. Anyway, Banana Ice and DJ Ham are based.
Truly.
I love them. That's all I have to say. I don't even care. I know in my heart of hearts that I have won.
We got any
Once
emails?
Again. God, I don't fucking know, man. Let me look. I don't think so. I feel like people do not care about Hamtaro.
Or well, this us. Hamtaro episode hasn't aired yet. Maybe we're going to be flooded with Hamtaro emails.
And you're so right.
Dude, this is going to put us on the map. That,
I feel like the Ham Paradise. Oh my god, we have two.
Holy fuck.
Guys, first one from Alex. Subject line, who's winning? Twerk contest between you three. Who's winning?
A what contest?
A twerk contest. Like scooting your booty, Pino. You know,
it's gonna be tough between you two. I'm out of the picture on that one. That's
I do have a good booty scooty. You know,
a booty scooty, a booty booty, a booty scooty.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think you got me beat just because you knew of what the booty scooty was. I had no idea.
I can't believe you didn't know what the booty scooty was.
I mean, I don't. I'm not a. I don't bust it down as much as I used to back in my prime.
You should be busting it down sexual size.
No. The only busting I'm taking down is the local bus. Ghost, watch out.
thought you were going to say ghost bust.
Oh, no. Busting makes you feel good.
Busting always makes you feel good. Well, thank you for that that good, informative question. I'm really glad to hear hard-hitting journalism in our email.
Absolutely.
Second one from Brady. Hi, Brady. Hey, thank Brady. You. Okay. This email, titled Last Day on Earth, email is, if you guys had to pick your last meal, what would it be?
Wow. Wow, that's a tough one.
Hamster.
Wow, you're cursed.
I was gonna say hamburger.
Hamburger? Mm. Oh, dang.
Well, it would be cheeseburger, but when you say ham, it's like Hamtaro. Like ham. Like I would say a ham hamburger with cheese, Mr. Squidward, with cheese.
Why did you sound up? So sexual?
What do you mean? I never
cheese,
said that.
Mr. Squidward, with cheese.
With cheese, Mr. Squidward, with cheese.
But Mr. Krabs.
What do you mean? $101 for a Krabby Patty? With cheese, Mr. Squidward, with cheese.
Yeah, they'd really be down bad for the dairy, dude.
What do you mean? Do you not fully remember that exact reference?
I remember that.
It's not an episode, my man.
What?
It's the movie.
No way. That's when they. Yes. Oh, right. They did boot up their prices there. They boot up. Yes. Man, Mr. Krabs boots up his prices like every other episode. What do you mean, dude?
Don't talk to me.
Okay. Hey, Garb. Yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
As for my last meal, since Chuck doesn't want to talk to me.
I said hamburger. I want a good fucking hamburger, dude.
That's believed fair. You. I never answered mine.
Well, I didn't ask.
Oh, okay.
No, but Brady did.
It's true.
Thanks, Brady.
True. I wouldn't want to go against Brady's wishes.
So what
so
is
I
it?
Will. Just kidding. No. That's a tough one. I'd have a nice little ceviche as my last meal. And by little, I mean give me a lot of fish. Here, I'll send you a picture. I feel like I've talked about this before on the podcast.
What fish?
What word did you call it?
A ceviche.
Oh.
What'd you call me?
I feel like this is so deja vu. I'm pretty sure we had this before.
Ceviche Chase?
Possibly.
Yeah. Incredibly pasta-based. Here. Kind of strange that it's on a Mexican website, but hey, that's all right. Here's the picture.
I want to see the ooh, I would like to eat that. Is that horseradish or is that red onion on
that? That's cebollas? Red onion. That's yeah, cebollas. That's onions. That's fish. That's Peruvian. Well, you can put Peruvian and or regular corn. That's sweet potato. That's lettuce, and that's all drizzled in a lemon, in a lemon based. liquid we call leche de tigre, which is not really tiger milk. Did we just call it that?
Guys, did you know that corn is America's number one field crop?
Wow.
Yeah, because corn is fucking awesome.
Corn is
it's
great.
A corn fact. It's a guys, welcome to the part of the episode where I tell you the corn facts that I know.
Awesome. Hey, shoot me, dude.
Guys, right did in the you know eye. That? Right between the eyes.
I'm going to kill you. I'm gonna murder you.
Something's in my ass.
Guys, did you know that a third of the world's corn is grown in the United States?
Wow, no, I didn't.
What about just in the Americas in general? Because, I mean, that's Corn is American as it comes.
Well, corn is also grown in Brazil, Argentina, as well.
That makes sense. Potatoes are American, too. Fucking Irish get all the credit for it.
Guys, did you know that corn oil is also used in skincare because it's high levels of vitamin E?
E.
I did not know that.
Like Markiplier E.
I have a corn fact.
Yeah. What's your corn fact, Pino?
We have purple corn in Peru.
What'd you call me?
Maíz. Purple corn.
Maíz morado.
Mm, delicious.
And we make nice drinks with it.
Corn? Kind of nice drinks.
It's
drink? Corn drink.
Chicha morada. And here I'll show you a video that no one else will see.
We get enough patrons.
Okay, guys, look up this video and just watch it with us.
I want to go to Peru. Can we go to Machu Picchu?
That'd be awesome, yeah.
Only if we can bring
this video has a million views. Let's just use this one.
Guys, did you know that November 23rd is National Maize Day?
Dude, Maize Town?
We need to celebrate. What the heck? That looks like cranberries.
Guys, did you also know that May 1st is also National Maize Day?
Wow.
That looks like grapes on the cob.
Nah, that's purple corn, my friend.
I love grapes on the cob. Guys, that's how I eat my cob.
We're all watching the video silently.
I want to drink this.
Good.
My mom makes it regularly.
Don't let your kids watch this. Oh. Guys, that was the answers. Purple corn.
This is my favorite tangent we've ever gone on.
Yeah.
What, purple corn?
Peruvian cocina peruana.
Yes, yes, compadre, of course. There's much more. Come up.
See me a more.
Come up to my hood. I'll show you my food.
Come up to my crib.
Well, that's an invitation I've ever heard. Where the fuck are we in this episode?
Oh, we're ready to
We're almost done.
That's right.
I'm going to give it 1,000 out of 7.
Yeah. If you do that, I will cry.
Pina, what are you rating it?
I'm rating this. I'll be long-winded about it so I can at least feel like I was serious during this episode. But do you want to rate it first, Chuck?
Sure.
Or Garb?
No. I asked you first, you clown.
All right, well, then I'll start. I understand the target audience for this movie. I don't think it's well-paced. I don't think it's good. But I laughed. And I had a lot of fun with my friends.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. I'm still giving it like a 1, so.
You're giving it a what?
Yeah, man. I would never watch this on my own. Period.
Pino, there's no way you're giving it a 1.
I would never watch this on my own, period.
Pino, you think Akame ga Kill was better than this?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yeah, they had Booba.
No shot, man. No shot. Absolutely. What are you talking about?
What did I learn from this? I learned that hamsters
love sunflower seeds.
Hamsters be horny for humans.
No one hamster is. The rest of them are like, that's cringe.
That's fair. That's true. That's a big L. That's a big L. You're right.
Pino, raise your score right now.
Look, that breakneck speed, that pacing was so fast, I really felt like I was getting a fever while watching it. I was literally having a fever.
Pino, I thought you said you didn't like slow-paced shows.
Yeah, but
you
don't like
fast-paced shows either?
I don't like my neck being
Pino?
Ripped off, dude.
Can you be satisfied? Oh, wow. Will you ever be satisfied, Pino?
I'm going to post one GIF, and then my retort is done.
Guys, remember to look up the GIF.
That's fake.
Is it though?
Yes, absolutely. I've complained about shows that break my neck before.
What? And yet you are still here.
Yeah, because well, I've been magically reattached.
If your neck is broke, you is dead.
No, so, I've always been alive.
So you're lying to us.
I can't believe it. He's using my logic against me. What's going on?
Not every show can be fast and be as entertaining as Bobobo. So.
As Hamtaro.
I did not have fun watching Hamtaro, nor will I ever.
You are lying.
You just said you had fun watching Hamtaro.
Without myself, without friends.
You are such a hypocrite, Pino.
Dude, I can't believe it. I'm a hippo hamster, dude.
I'm gonna give it a 3. That's fair. That's all there is.
That's fair. What do you mean that's fair? What did I say before recording, Garb? I said if any of you give this a 3 or higher.
I give it the same as the Pokemon movie, because it gave me about the same entertainment value.
How?
Because this made me laugh so hard that I cried.
That's fair, I guess.
I was in tears.
Nah, this is
I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so hard.
This is a one. I would not actively watch this.
Why do you hate?
It's a good time with your buddies, you know?
It was a good time with... I mean, anything's a good time with our buddies, though.
Right.
That's not true.
Yeah. No, that is true. Shut up, Chuck. Okay. You're just saying that because you weren't there.
I was...
He sounded like Muscle Man for a second there.
Man, wow. Hey, guys. Guys, did you know that I'm going to give this... Oh, man.
It's going to do it for the memes. Really... I'm going to rip my hair off.
I was looking at my rankings. I'm like, this would be very funny to rank this higher than Eva, but I don't think I can.
Yeah,
dude. I really don't think
you're
I
you're not
can.
As heavily invested in this ham lore than you are in Eva, dude. You said it yourself.
No, I just said that I think it would be very funny, but I feel like that that would be held against me later in life.
Absolutely,
so,
my friend.
It would.
I am going to rank this a 2.6, though.
Is that higher? Well, no, I'm kidding. What am I, idiot?
No, that's low.
I was going to say, is that higher than Ken Mo Friends? Of course it's not. Nothing's going to be...
Of course not, my man.
Nothing.
Maybe higher than season 2.
Oh, yeah, that is higher than season 2.
You
are... I don't know what you're talking
worthless.
About.
Worthless. Both of them were about...
What are you talking about, Pino?
This is the last episode
about?
Of the podcast.
I enjoyed it. It was better than Dimension W. I had the same level of enjoyment as Heaven's Lost Property. I thought it was better than Flowers of Evil. It was around the same level as 91 Days.
But
better than Dimension W. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. This
Flowers
is
of Evil. He's trying to.
I was simply going through the list of things that I have ranked lower than Hamtaro's Adventures in Hamland.
I learned nothing from this movie. There's nothing I can
gain
from this
you
movie.
You don't need Pino. You don't need to learn by watching
anything
things.
From this movie. Though.
Watch a documentary, idiot.
Fuck you. You gained banana ice.
I gained another wrinkle on my forehead.
You gained, Andre.
I know you lose.
This movie added a year to my lifespan.
No.
Yeah. We're going to live much longer now, Pino. Why can't you be content with that?
I just wish to be happy. That's all.
You're
wish to be
nothing.
I want to cry.
You're nothing to me.
Just a hamster.
You're just a hamster.
Dude, I'm just a ham.
Yes, I'm only a ham.
Yeah, I'm sitting here in ham. I couldn't think of another word that rhymes with ham.
It's a three-letter word, Pino.
I know that. I have a dictionary.
Hamu.
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, I mean, you can't really hear if you own it. I mean, you have to see that you own a dictionary.
No, you can hear. What do you mean?
Okay.
Do books not make noises?
Yeah, but they don't make
not
distinct noises.
Normally.
Yes, what do you mean?
When
you
use
them,
they make
noises.
When I bash you upside the head with it.
They don't make passive noise, but when you use them.
No, they go, hey.
Like Peter Griffin?
Just laugh at you.
You open your fucking, your dictionary goes.
What are we learning today, boys? Ham?
You open it up. And if you, like, point out a word, Peter Griffin says it.
Hamster. Oh, wait, that's just hamster.
Hey. He says it wrong half the time.
Lowish. Oh, no, that's lowish.
Guys, this has been the Funky Anime Podcast.
What are we watching
next week?
Dude?
We're watching on the season finale.
Oh, thank God.
I can't believe this was the penultimate episode.
Why did you choose this
But... Because he wanted to watch Hamtaro, and so he said, I'm watching Hamtaro.
There's a deeper meaning to this.
No, there wasn't.
Chaotic. I wish there was.
I was there. I was there when the lore was written.
I didn't know anything about this film. I love doing that. I love doing blind picks because it ends up with glorious chaos like this episode. And that was my goal, chaos, and I got what I wanted.
He did. He got it out of both of us.
I'm not here to kill chaos. I'm here to be chaos.
I'm here to kill chaos.
How long were you planning?
I'm here to kill chaos.
To make me chaos.
You bad man. What? Oh my god.
Guys,
we're strangers in Hamlet.
Next episode. I don't know if you knew this, but it's going to be the final episode of season 4 of the Funky Anime Podcast.
It's finally over.
I hate to break it to you, Pino, but we do have another season planned.
Hey, whoa, spoilers, dude. You're supposed to say next
we
episode.
We got a whole ass gimmick.
I'm not telling them what we're doing.
It's true.
Flora's come into the room and meowed at me and said that I'm taking too long on this podcast. So, as always, we are watching our Ghibli film.
Oh.
And this time, since freaking, who picked it last time? Was it Garb? I feel like, no,
it was
Pino.
I picked Porco Rosso.
You picked Porky Rossi. He picked Pork Roast. What'd you call me? But this time, we are going to be watching The Wind Rises, a more current. Well, you know.
Another plane?
Current, it came out like 10 years ago.
That's so crazy.
But The Wind Rises. We're going to watch it, and
dude,
we're going to have
a
good time.
Current.
Yeah.
Whoosh. Aw. Whoosh. I feel like I'm going to be sad.
It's a Ghibli film.
Oh, right. I feel like I'm going to be angry.
It's a Ghibli film.
La puta.
As long as it's not Flowers, what was that movie? The one with the
yes,
kids?
Yes, you're right. You're
as long
you're
as it's
so
not
true,
the stupid kid with his stupid sister that end up not.
What do you mean? Do you not like the horrors of war?
I love emotionally... the horrors. Of... Wait, no, wait,
wait, wait, wait, wait, wait, what did you say?
I said
to me?
I like the horses.
That's a lie.
The horse, the war horse. That's what I said.
War horse.
Anyways, as long as it's not that movie, The Fireflies, the Grave of the Fireflies, we're fine.
That's it.
It's like airplanes and night sky, like shooting stars. I could really use a shit right now. Oh, shit right now.
Wow.
Shit right now.
Guys, if you're still really listening to this shit. Episode, I'm sorry.
Jesus, why would you?
Yeah. Next episode will be great, I promise. Or not.
Don't make promises you can't
keep.
It'll be less chaotic. I can promise that much.
Guys, the main character was dubbed by Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh? Can I pick Joseph Gordon-Levitt as my best grill?
Yes.
No. It needs to be a character, not a voice actor.
He's playing a character.
Yes. Okay. Sign us out before I forcibly stop this episode.
Guys, Chuck has finally finished running, and now he's just kind of spinning. The wheel is still going and he's on it, but he's done running. I think Pino's tired himself out too.
I don't remember what I was doing. It's probably dancing.
You're dancing.
Oh, okay. I'll never be like John Travolta.
I believe you can. Ham Travolta.
Wow. Thank you. Did you finish the water?
Haha. You get none.
I don't need it.
Now it is I who has become the great ham.
Water.
See you next time, everybody. We'll be reincarnated as humans again.
Yes, if I could get to my podcast, tell your mom you love her.
Bye-bye.
Bye-nee.
Thank you for remembering to sign us off as Lucky Stars. I was still dying of thirst.
No, poor him. Poor Pino. Guys, that was it. That was an awful episode. It was a great episode, but it was an awful episode. Okay, I stopped.